Oh, there's no need to look so nervous. It just occurred to me. We've never had a chance to talk, just the two of us. And, well, I wanted to get to know my daughter's flatmate and, friend a bit better. It was so generous of you to agree to put me up for the weekend, especially since it means you had to sleep in the lounge. It's been mainly me and her catching up, but I thought I should have a good, proper conversation with you. I'm a bit curious about how my daughter and you became such good friends. Right. Uh-huh. And you bonded over a love of country music, and she just happened to mention she had a spare room in her apartment. And ever since then, the two of you, just good friends? Nothing more. Oh, that's so sweet. So wholesome. So, what have you been getting up to together since you've been roomies? You know, to relax. Two healthy young people living together, you surely need to find ways to pass the time when it's just the two of you. Jogging together. Well, that's important. Gotta keep fit. Board games? No, that's a great pastime. You're teaching her how to cook some family recipes? How considerate. And binge watching shows on TV. Goes without saying. That's so charming. You know, between all of that, I'm surprised you find the time for fucking. Oh, there's no point in denying it. I had my suspicions for a while, and since coming to stay here, let's just say they've crystallized a bit. There was that time yesterday when I went out for my morning jog, and when I came back a little early, I just happened to notice a few things. Like a trace of lipstick on your ear, the cushions on the couch being disarrayed, how she put her shorts back on the wrong way round. Or there was that time last night. Well, I just couldn't get to sleep. There was this strange knocking sound coming from the wall. I thought it was a pipe at first. I got up to tell you, but you were nowhere to be found in the lounge or the kitchen. When I was walking back past her bedroom door, that was when the penny dropped. Well, let's just say you might want to move her bed away from the wall when you get a chance. So, be honest with me now, young man. Are you her boyfriend? Friends with benefits? Yes, I know what the term means. I was born in the 70s, but I haven't been living in a cave. Very modern of you. No, I do understand why you might want to keep it a secret from me. You were both worried that you might offend me, or that I might ask awkward questions, or think ill of her, or something silly like that. But there's really no need to worry. The important thing about any relationship is that you're both being honest with each other. That no one has any false expectations, and that there's mutual respect. And that you're both using birth control, of course. For the immediate future, at least, she's too young to be a mother, and I'm certainly too young to be a grandmother. Good to hear it. Oh, there's no need to blush. We're both adults, aren't we? So no, I really have no objections about your casual arrangement. Actually, it's more convenient, on a personal level. Why? Well, I may have been awake listening to the two of you last night. At first, wishing you'd be quiet. And then, wishing you'd be louder. And this morning, when I bumped into you coming out of the shower, I know I said I didn't see anything, but the thing is, I was lying through my teeth. I saw it all. And the only reason I'd been outside the shower in the first place was because I was peeking through the door while you were in there. I guess you two are just so comfortable with each other that you get used to leaving it unlocked. And both times, I was touching myself, squeezing my breasts, slipping a finger in my mouth and imagining it was something else. Touching myself through my bathrobe, having to stop myself before I made too much noise. I mean, if I know your embarrassing secret, it's only fair that I share mine. I wouldn't have told you this, except that if your relationship with my daughter really is casual and open, then she wouldn't have any objection to you also having a casual hookup with another woman, correct? What I mean is, even with this woman. For crying out loud, me. I'm asking you to fuck me. This isn't a joke or some test. There's no need to look uncertain. There isn't enough time for this to be a moral dilemma before she gets home. So you need to decide what you're doing. Right this minute. So it wasn't one-sided. You wanted me too. Or you're just an opportunist. But I don't care. Oh, you're so strong, just pushing me against the wall. You are such a good kisser. Oh, I need that so bad. You wouldn't believe. Since the divorce, how frustrated I get. And finding out my daughter's got a stud like you to herself doesn't help. And if she doesn't mind sharing you with other women, she wouldn't mind sharing you with me. Wait, is that door locked? Oh, who cares? Wait. Hey, I said wait. Down, boy. Let me get that shirt off. Oh, yes. Just let me kiss my way along this fine young chest. You're fit, but I already knew that from how hard the bed was hitting the wall. And get these pants down. Oh, so that's what you were fucking my daughter silly with. Look how hard you've gotten for your flatmate's mother. Was this because I jumped on you or told you about touching myself? Or were you already having naughty thoughts about me? Do you have a thing for older women? Let's find out what she saw in you. Oh, that feels so good in my mouth. Yes, I can't get enough of it. Hey, stud, don't think I'm doing all the work here. Oh yes, on your knees. Get my jeans down. Yes, that's it. Get your face in there. Oh yes. Grab my hips. Ooh, you like sinking your fingers into my ass. Help yourself. Yes. Eat me out. Oh, you really know what you're doing. Oh, I can't believe my daughter didn't try to put a ring on this the first chance she got. Oh, yes. Keep going. Yes. Oh, I can't stand it anymore. Get back up here. Screw the bed. Right here against the wall. Of course it's safe. I know I just made a fuss about it being safe with my daughter. That's not the point. Just do it now, while we... Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, just pin me there. Fuck. We didn't even have time to get all the clothes off. Oh, wow. Just lifting me off the floor. Oh, I love it. How you just can't get enough. Yes. Push in. Spread me wide open. Oh, for that lovely cock. Oh, sorry. Did I scratch your shoulders a little too deep? I got carried away. Wouldn't want to leave any marks for her to see. Or maybe I do. It's not like she was making a great effort to be subtle. Just go for it. Just pound me. Oh, I want to be your cougar, your MILF, your... Well, there's no reason you have to only have one friend with benefits, right? Wait, that's my phone. It could be her. Just put me down and let me check. Hey, come on, put me down. It'll just be a moment. Okay. Hi, sweetie. Hey, what are you doing back there? Just because I'm leaning over the couch doesn't mean you can... Okay, maybe you can. Just take me from behind and... No, I'm fine. Me and your your flatmate are just having a chat. A nice and friendly chat. Just getting to know each other. Talking about what you, get up to. I'm not snooping. I'm just, curious. But he seems like a lovely young man. Really knows how to treat a woman properly. He's so, so good to me. So courteous. Oh, you are so lucky to have him. No, everything's fine. Why wouldn't it be? Oh, really? The traffic? The traffic was lighter than you expected? Back home really soon? That's great, darling, really. No, we'll see you in a few minutes. No, really. I'm totally fine. Just exercising. That's why I sound a bit out of breath. Doing some... stretching. Getting stretched. Oh, gotta go. Oh. Oh, you are such a tease. How was I meant to sound natural when you were going so deep and rubbing me from the front? Oh, yeah, that deep. Come on, stop wasting time. She'll be through that door any minute. Oh, yes, bend me over the couch. What? Stretching my arms behind me? Oh, that feels so good. You like that? You like getting women all helpless, restrained, so you can just use them? Oh, you're going fast. No, don't slow down. I'm getting there. I didn't realize how badly I needed this. Oh, keep fucking me. Oh, I'm such a bad mommy. Oh, so horny that she just can't keep her hands off her daughter's flatmate. Hey. Oh no, hurry up. I think I just heard her car pull up outside. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, come on. Make that ass ripple. Make my tits bounce. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, fuck. You're really going for it. I'm nearly there. Oh, gonna come. Oh, fuck. Was that the door? Oh, this is so dangerous. Oh, I can't stop. Oh, yes. Here it comes. Oh, fill me up. I'm such a bad mommy. I want your cum. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, come in me. Oh, come in me. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That was amazing. But you gotta pull out. Quick, get into the bathroom. Oh no, the clothes. Right, they can go under the couch. Where are my jeans? Oh, hi there, darling. What am I doing? Nothing, just standing behind the sofa. What's odd about that? Oh, him. He's just about to take a shower, I think. No need to disturb him. Nothing's wrong. No, I don't think I'm acting strange. What a funny thing to say. Oh, no need to come over. You'll want some help getting the shopping out of the car, right? So I'll be down in just a minute if you want to get started. Be right there, darling. And I can actually put my pants back on.